Countdown to kickoff continues. Panthers-Jaguars coming up at 1 o'clock. It's our kickoff weekend visit with Jaguars owner Shad Khan, and it's always great to see you. Certainly on kickoff weekend, this is exciting, right? You're pumped for this.
That's what you live for, JP. So, yes, absolutely, I'm pumped. I think if you've got blood in your veins, you're pumped. It's excited and looking forward to the year.
Your fourth opener now, a second time you open a new season here in this stadium. Do you ever get used to this moment, the opening day, after all the work in the offseason that goes into it? Or, you know, think about it before you were an owner compared to now. How does that compare?
No, I think you don't get used to it. I think you have you have butterflies throughout the stadium, I think, for the fans, for the players, and certainly for me.
Let's talk about some new faces. The football side was able to spend some money in first-year free agency this year. That was part of the plan for Dave Caldwell into year three. But from the owner's perspective, when that money starts to go out, it's a different feeling, right? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think, we want to invest. I think, the players are the heart and soul of the football team. And so I think that's the easy part. I think the hard part is you want to get players who are going to add to the team and obviously help us win.
Julius Thomas, Jared Odrick, just a couple of those names. I know you spent some time with some of these guys in the off season. Take us through some of those meetings, and what do you find out about guys when you sit down with them?
Well, I think, when I sit down with them, I have, which, by the way, I've never done before. I've met a lot of players socially, but I've never spent till this year one-on-one time with the players. And so, and in a way, I said, I could walk into a bumper factory and know the people there better than I do a lot of the players here. You know about their families, where they came from, what turns them on, and so on. So, so I've spent with most of the players, I've spent, maybe up to half hour one-on-one, just kind of, and really anything but football. So, and this is just to kind of understand them as human beings. And, what you learn is they've had a lot of challenges, obviously. They've overcome to get to the stage in life. And, each one in its own unique way has really overcome a lot.
It's important to have that connection with somebody essentially working for you, right? You have to have it.
I mean, they're part of the team, and I think you have to have a connection, and they have to have a connection, and they have to believe in a cause. And I think, we have now progressed and matured as an organization. Certainly with, Gus and Dave, we're entering our third year. I've been here, as you said, starting fourth year. And I think we have to have a culture where, the players believe in Jacksonville Jaguars and believe in winning.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan is with us on Countdown to Kickoff. Quarterback going into year two, Gus and Dave into year three. What is an expectation for this team as a whole now, going into 2015? It's a big year for this organization. What is your expectation?
Well, my expectation is obviously, getting better and absolutely, winning. And as I look back on last year, personally, I was encouraged. I mean, it wasn't the result we were looking for, but very encouraged because there were a bunch of games we were right there till the bitter end. Now, the year before that, it wasn't that way, and certainly, the first year I was here wasn't that way. So to me, with the new players, with the rookies, and obviously, the team gelling, if we can close out some of those close games, I think that'll make a huge difference. And so that is absolutely, the vital point, that we're able to, find whatever's in us, that little bit extra that's going to put us over the top.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan is with us. Let's move on to some business. We last heard from you publicly after the back-to-football luncheon here at EverBank Field, and you had some news come out of that, the indoor facility announcement, stadium clubs, some update on that. Your thoughts about London, expanding that. Is there any new news? Let's start with the indoor facility. Any new news there?
Well, I think the new news is, we're going to be doing it. We're working with the city, and this will be, at least the indoor will all be all privately done, but it's going to be in conjunction with some city-led initiatives. I think the most important thing is we have a facility that does the job, give us a competitive edge. And then also, I think, it needs to be a great design that will represent the city and the team in a very, very positive and a good light.
And it's a facility that's a year-round facility, not just for football. This has to be other events.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. We would like it, obviously, to be a 365 facility that really connects the fans with the team and also, brings people into downtown.
Stadium club update. Anything new with the state, and what's the process moving forward there?
Well, I think, nothing happened with the state, but, we're looking at a number of alternatives, and I think we're looking at a bunch of different designs, innovations that will, keep our stadium game day experience and non-game day experience really as something highly desirable and Northeast Florida.
Finally, London, you said 2030 was a ballpark a year to extend the contract. That's a pretty bold ambition, but you're a bold kind of guy, it sounds like.
So, that's moving, and, I'm kind of optimistic here. We'll have something, to announce maybe in the next week or two.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan is with us. Creative partnerships this year for the Jags. FanDuelville, the rebranding of the North Deck. The small business breakthrough has been a success. There's a house built on the south end of the stadium now. Well, you had a great amount of input in all of these decisions. And take us through that. How involved were you on these?
Well, these innovations, I think, they speak volumes. We've got to be very, very creative. And Jacksonville, is a small market and with really less than the representative corporate base. NFL teams really need a huge component of that, revenue-driven. We want to have the revenue so we can spend not only on players but other expenses, including radio hosts, for example. So really we have to, keep up the pace with all the teams in the NFL. So for us, we've got to be innovative, and we've got a, great group of people, obviously, who lead the effort. Under Mark Lamping's leadership. So these are absolutely cutting edge ideas, just like our North End Zone was as a fan day experience. It put us, last year right at the top of the NFL surveys on game day experience. I think most of the national media now were in a top five game day experience. That's really something. I think it's great accomplishment coming, being where we are, where we came from.
Mr. Khan, let's finish with this. A final message for the fans. Your fourth season coming up as the owner. Momentum is building on the football side, certainly on the business side. Your final message for the fans on opening day.
Thank you very much, and hang in with us.
There you go. Easy enough. Jaguars owner Shad Khan, we appreciate your time today. Good luck.
Thanks, JP.
A little more than 10 minutes away from kickoff, Panthers-Jaguars at 1 o'clock. This is Countdown to Kickoff on Jaguars Radio.